to another realm of higher education. There are certainly exceptions, but the numbers indicate it is more difficult for community college students to be admitted into so-called highly competitive four-year universities than it is for high school graduates. A new study suggests that by traditional measures of success, the universities should change that practice. The Jack Kent Cook Foundation says transfer students from community colleges are actually the most likely to graduate, but the 100 most selective colleges in the U.S. only count about 5% of their enrollees as former junior college students. With me to talk about the numbers and what could or should change is Nancy Lee Sanchez, Executive Director of the Kaplan Educational Foundation. Nancy, what are the factors that lead to community college students being successful transfers to four-year colleges and universities?
Many of the students in community colleges, as you know, have jobs, have family responsibilities, and because they are nearby, they're able to basically form their lives around their school, and then it allows them to fully participate. And so they get a level of preparation, from my own observation, that really expands their learning, challenges them intellectually, but also that they're able to find to really build bonds with their fellow classmates that allow them to have to be engaged in discussions, to really kind of become part of, let's find what is the solution to the world problems. And I think, you know, as you know, many community college students, or for many decades, we have underestimated them. But the fact that they're a really good incubator for students to prepare to do well in even the most highly selective institutions.
What should universities be thinking about or reconsidering when they do this, when they think about community college students? And is there a little bit of a less open-mindedness, let's say, to community college students, that universities need to change that perception?
Absolutely. I think that one of the things that I have found is that for many decades, many people, including myself, and I attended a community college, underestimated a community college education, many times thinking of it as an extension of high school, not really challenging students academically, and also thinking that the students that attended community college were not really prepared to fully immerse themselves in the intellectual pursuit that many of the four-year colleges see themselves pursuing. And so I think that for decades, there has been this assumption. But thankfully, as we have seen through this research, it shows that students do very well, that students actually excel. And for four-year institutions, especially those that are looking for diversity, and I'm talking about all types of diversity, racial diversity, socioeconomic diversity, diversity of experience, of religion, that community colleges really offer a fertile ground for them to recruit from. And that rather than thinking that these students may not be able to compete or to excel, that they should really go and see that what happens when a community college student has to work, provide care for family, commute to a two-year school, and what happens when you take on that student and allow them to go to a school that has the means and has the funding to fully fund them. Imagine if what they can do while still dealing with all of this life. Imagine what they can do if you give them the opportunity to really focus in their studies.
Can all of this play into what we've seen in some ways an evolution of higher education where it's almost, depending on what people are doing, can almost be tailored to what a person is doing, whether a person is trying to raise a family at the same time. As you mentioned, person has a career and they're trying to go part-time, or for sort of everyone in the mix there. Is there a path there that universities can see with community college students that this is almost a way for them to continue that evolution of higher education?
That is such a great point because, you know, as I speak about higher education and especially access to top universities, one of the things that I always talk about is you need this. The four-year institution needs the population that we're talking about. Right. How are we going to solve the world's problems? How are you going to discuss whether it's poverty or justice or economic growth or international economic development? How are you going to do that if the people that are in these communities are not part of that discussion? It's really a two-way street of benefit. And to your point, the evolution of higher education has to take into consideration that diversity is really key to becoming better. Diversity doesn't take away from a school's ability to really reach the highest scientific, engineering, philosophical goals that they may have. That a diverse population is going to challenge them, it's going to bring to the table a different perspective and a different conversation, and one that is usually even more connected to the international world. So yes, it is, and also take it into consideration, let's take veterans, who come back and who are oftentimes, have a lot of talent, have a lot of skills, but also have a lot of need to be able to continue their education. So four-year schools that have, the highly selectives usually have huge endowments. They should make it their business to make sure that they have open doors to veterans and that are ready to support them, to provide them with housing, open up graduate housing, for example. So yes, I think it is for their own survival. I think it's a good thing, and it is a good thing to expose students from higher economic backgrounds to people who have different perspectives. It's only going to make their institutions better.
Nancy Lee Sanchez is Executive Director of the Kaplan Educational Foundation. We've been talking about community college students who transfer to four-year colleges and universities.